The arts involve every kind of beauty imaginable, and so does the world of pageants. The Miss El Paso USA and Miss El Paso Teen USA pageants are coming up at UTEP's McGoffin Auditorium next weekend. That's at 8 p.m. On Friday will be the preliminaries, and on Saturday the finals. You can purchase tickets for just $17 to $22, and that's for one night of the pageant. Now with me, I'm very pleased to say, are Jesenia Cruz, Miss El Paso, and Abigail Velez, Miss El Paso Teen, to provide some insight to the what goes on. What goes on?
Thank you for having us. We're so excited to be here.
It is so nice to have you here. I've enjoyed visiting with you already. And I think it's so cute. You both walk in with your little square clear boxes, you know, What do you have to carry in your little clear box everywhere you go?
Oh, well, we have our crowns, of course. We kind of throw that on like a superhero cape, like a Superman cape.
Yes, and it's definitely a good showcase. And we also keep our autograph cards in there. Mm-hmm. So it's really handy with appearances when you have a Sharpie and an autograph card, just to sign it and give it out to people that are willing to take one.
Just looking at both of you and looking at what was inside of those perfectly clear cases, everything so folded, were you both already obsessive and detail-oriented before you entered the pageant?
I wouldn't say. I feel like I've gotten more organized because of the title.
Because of the...
I mean, it's definitely an added responsibility on top of school and work anyway, so... having to be places, it's like, you need to be a little more organized.
Yes, and I'm Miss Teen, so I'm still in my growing phases. I'm still trying to learn how to be responsible. And
your brain is still forming.
Yes, ma'am.
I have an excuse.
Yes, ma'am. So this definitely taught me a sense of responsibility, and I think that organization is really important when it comes to pageantry.
Yes. Well, I was reading over, I, like a lot of people, and you used the word stigma when we were talking. Before the interview, and that's the good word for it, the stigma of being in what we consider a beauty pageant. Yeah. So that's why I want to discuss the nature of beauty. If you had to knock out a quick definition, what would yours be, Jesenia?
My definition of beauty, it's funny because the Miss Universe organization has this saying, said to be confidently beautiful. And to me, the real definition of beauty is... Of course, there's the inside, but I think it's most importantly what people have to offer, what the woman has to offer, whether it be her goals, her dreams, what it is that she wants to provide to society, to her community. And I think that's why having Miss El Paso as a platform is so important, because we're able to go ahead and share our dreams and what we visualize for El Paso as well.
Excellent. And Abigail, did you go in with an idea, a definition of beauty?
Yes, ma'am. I always thought that it was someone's character, and I'm still a strong believer in that, someone that always finds the best in others. Miss Teen USA right now, the reigning Carly Hay, she has a saying that says, make everybody feel like a somebody, and I feel that's beautiful, making everyone feel as important as you are with the platform. Having a crown on your head definitely makes you a queen, but having a good character and soul with good morals and values makes you more of a winner.
You're both very beautiful physically. Do you think that people have preconceived notions about beautiful women?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, we see it all the time in the media, especially. Yes, I mean, it's not just here around us, but I think that people reflect their views based off what they see in the media as well. So
it's just, it's a type of prejudice as well as a
definitely.
Negative.
I feel like there's... positive and negative connotations that comes with someone's physical appearance. For example, I think that sometimes physical appearance can make yourself presentable and very open-minded towards a lot of different things, and you make yourself approachable. But the negative connotations comes with, like Jesenia said, the stigma of not being necessarily intelligent or not really knowing what you're about.
Yes.
And so I think that in itself is something that us pageant queens try to completely remove from our vision that we have portraying as ourselves.
Especially with the route that the Miss Universe organization is taking now, that they're really trying to emphasize it's not a beauty pageant anymore. Our reigning Miss USA is a chemist. You know, the one before that was in the Army. They're really trying to emphasize that these are women with vision, with goals, and it's not just about a pretty face.
Definitely.
But they happen to be.
They happen to be, yes.
And the fitness, of course. Fitness is beautiful. Anybody who achieves a certain degree of physical fitness, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. there is a glow, there is a vitality and a beauty involved in that,
oh, yes.
just in the human body, period. So, Jesenia, tell me, you are the reigning Miss El Paso, and tell me about your entry into pageants. Apparently, it was a rather accelerated approach.
Yes. This was actually my second year competing. My first year, I had actually run across these two pageant coaches. I was actually there as a student from UTEP. I was there to interview them. And I wanted to ask them about pageantry and interview the girls that they were training at the time. And that's when they approached me and they said, you know what, I think you should be competing. And so I tried and no one knew who I was. I placed top five. I was third runner up. So I did pretty well for my first pageant. And I was just bit by the pageant bug. And then I ended up trying again this year. And then I ended up taking the title.
Bada bing. So. It was like, wow. And Abigail, what was your trajectory getting into the pageant world?
Mine was rather different. I was at Laura, and Laura owns Miss El Paso Teen. I was at her salon and I was getting a haircut because I wanted to completely reinvent myself.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to.
And how old were you at that point?
I was 16.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And I wanted to completely reinvent myself, become a new Abby, and just really turn my life to a different path. And while I was doing this, I was recruited to run for the pageant. And it was something that I was reflecting on. But that night, I went home, and it was the Miss USA pageant.
Uh-huh.
And I had watched DeShauna Barber get crowned. And I thought in my head, I would actually love to do something like that. So I joined the pageant, my first one ever, having no knowledge of it. And by the grace of God, I was crowned.
Wow. So for Miss Teen, you have to be at least 14 years of age and under 19.
Yes, ma'am.
And for the Miss El Paso, it's between 18 and 28
yes.
is the age
mm-hmm.
range. All right. When you decided this was something you were going for, what do you risk when you enter a pageant? Miss El Paso, would you like to go first?
I think that the biggest thing, and I'm sure I speak for Abby on this too, is that you really learn a lot about yourself, but most of all about the people around you. I think that once you become a person who's in the public eye, a person who is influential, who essentially, you know, is, I guess, quote, getting all the attention, a lot of people, they don't like that, you know, they don't mm-hmm. like seeing other people succeed. So I can definitely say I've had a few bridges burned because of it, but it makes me realize that it's clear that they were never in the plans to be in my life for that long. It was really only for that period of time for me mm-hmm. to learn to let go of relationships and to continue growing. Because I think at the end of the day, it really does have to be about personal growth and where you want to be. So,
Abby, did you have some of those same experiences?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Mine was extremely amplified. However, I think that entering a pageant, you have to really risk it all. You have to be willing to put your physical wants and desires primarily. I think that you have to be important to yourself and you have to be willing to risk friendships. And I think that's something I experienced. This past year, I was cyberbullied. And it's something that I had to really overcome. And within this journey, I had to realize that sometimes the bridges need to be burned, like Jesenia said. Mm-hmm. I had to completely start over from square one. But now that I've grown, I realize that this is what was meant to happen. This is mm-hmm. what had to happen for me to grow and for me to grow in knowledge and resilience. And so I couldn't be more grateful. So it's all worth it. It really is.
It seems that whenever any one of us reaches for our goal, our higher self, it tends to disrupt the norm. And mm-hmm. then there's the possibility that within our sphere that other people start to rise mm-hmm. a bit and reach mm-hmm. for more. Do you see any signs of that yet in your peer groups?
I definitely do. I think I influenced a lot of my peers to go ahead and run for pageants as well or put themselves in the public limelight, which I think is a great thing. I think mm-hmm. if everyone has the ability and the talent to go ahead and do so, then they should definitely reach for their mm-hmm. dreams. And I'm just happy that I was able to influence my peers in this positive way.
Oh, yes, I agree 100%. I think it's, I mean, when you see Abby, she's such a social butterfly. And to see, you know, all of these young teens who, they know what she's been through because it was very public also to know what she's been yes. through and to see that she made through it without losing who she really was, if anything, growing out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's inspiring, especially with considering she's not the only teen who's struggling mm-hmm. with something like that. And mm-hmm. so I think it's really great to see them see her as an example. So, oh, yeah.
I'm going to ask you what might be a difficult question, maybe not at all.
Okay.
I suspect that before you discovered that you're influential, you might have been influential among your peers. Maybe not always for the greater good of society or something you want. Yeah. Were you troublemakers as kids?
Oh, I see where this is going.
Okay. I snuck up on you there.
No. Well, I was like, where is this going? No, I mean, I think troublemakers in the sense of like, I mean, the usual thing.
Oh, rabble rousers. I mean, yeah, did you find exactly. that people were turning to you for guidance? Like, what's Yesenia doing? ¿Qué está haciendo Abby?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I've always thought that I've always been a really good friend. So I think that influence-wise, uh-huh. I've always been the type who's very, you know, uplifting and all mm-hmm. that stuff. Mm-hmm. But to be a troublemaker, I mean, I don't know.
How do I feel about the word troublemaker?
Did you ever lead your friends into the dark side?
No. No. I feel like we're natural leaders, I think.
There you go.
So yes. I think we have just the ability to captivate people and have them follow our ideas, whether that be good or bad. My mom sometimes liked to say traviesa.
Yes, that covers it, doesn't it?
Yeah. She'd like to call it that.
Yes. Well, in that this is a risk-taking venture.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Any particular moments when you stepped out into that spotlight on camera, in front of the mic, audience, all these possible ways to trigger panic, were there any of those in particular where you found yourself wondering, what have I done?
You're saying maybe like while we're on stage or during the process?
Yes. At any point.
I guess naturally there's always, you know, the idea of like this, I'm specifically running because I want to win, you know, naturally. Mm-hmm. And there's, of course, the risk of not winning. But I think that that's a growing experience. I mean, then you realize what you need to improve on. But in terms of panic, I mean, other than tripping on stage, I think that too.
I think after the crown was already reached, I feel like you reflect on the things that you've said and you've done, and you can always think of ways that you should have done it better.
Of course, the second guessing.
Yes. So I think that's the most that I've experienced. Panic? Oh, never. Queens can't panic.
No. Oh, come on.
Oh, no.
It's just funny when you ask that because, I mean, genuinely, like, I think I have so much fun on stage.
It's so much fun.
I mean, and it's not even about like, you know, the lights and this. It's just like being able to showcase what you've worked so hard on.
Oh, yes.
That's the most exciting part.
Just from reading your bios and whatnot, I see that I suspect you're both very competitive.
You suspect?
Yes. Yeah, you think? My keen sense of the obvious kicked in there. The adrenaline rush seems to suit you. Mm-hmm. Gabby, I know that you were cheerleader in a dance company, tumbling classes, 12 years in classical ballet, so athletic, certainly. Yes, are you equally athletic?
Well, I played volleyball all through high school as well as club volleyball, so I was in varsity, and we were one of the teams to beat, so yeah, definitely very competitive, and I played for honors orchestra in high school. So,
well, in this competition, there are the three categories, the personal interview, swimsuit, evening gowns, the awards for Miss Photogenic, Best in Swimsuit, Miss Congeniality, and there is no talent competition, but what role does real compassion and caring play behind the scenes?
Interview.
When you watch somebody who does come apart under the stress, how is that really handled among the contestants and the people running the pageant?
You know, I think everyone has a different experience, but I think what I've experienced in the USA and Miss Universe organization, I discovered that the contestants are really compassionate towards each other. Mm-hmm. And I think it's because we're all aimed towards the same goal. We all have the same mindset. We train just as hard as everyone else. Mm-hmm. So I think if they offer all these awards and they give a crown away, I feel like a true winner is just made by giving others the same care that you would give yourself.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. I think what's so interesting to me is, you know, I really don't like that not a lot of people get to see what really goes on behind the scenes. I mean, backstage, we're helping each other fix our hair, you know, we're fixing the butt glue. I mean, it's just a mess, but it's really about supporting one another and understanding, sure, we all have the same dream, the same goal. I mean, naturally to win the title, but at the end, I think it's about being happy for the next girl who gets to have the opportunity and to see what they do with it. And, you know, if you are a hardworking person, then you'll know what you need to work on and what you need to improve on, because in the end, that's your own personal journey and things just work out the way they're supposed to.
Well, I think you two have done a lovely job of redefining beauty in beauty pageants. My lovely guests today, Jesenia Cruz, Miss El Paso, and Abigail Velez, Miss El Paso Teen. And if that doesn't make you want to attend the pageants, I don't know what will. Miss El Paso USA and Miss El Paso Teen USA pageants will be at UTEP's McGoffin Auditorium next weekend, 8 p.m. both Friday and Saturday. Friday night are the preliminaries and Saturday night are the finals. The tickets for either night run between $17 and $22. For information, you can call Laura's Productions at 845-2894 or visit laurasproductions.com. Ladies, thank you so much for being here.
Thank
it's just
you.
Been fun to meet
us.
You.
You too.